All right, now time for our favorite segment of the podcast, where we get a chance to talk with the head coaches of the Ivy League. We'll go with men's basketball in this segment. The Brown Bears having a big win last weekend, and of course coming off a big win against Princeton a couple of weekends as well. And happy to have back on the podcast with us. We didn't scare him away the first time around. Mike Martin, the head coach of Brown men's basketball, joining us. Thanks, coach. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Brett and Jill. Good to be back with you.
Coach, I mean, it's got to be exciting if the season ended today. You know, the Brown Bears, they're making it to the Palestra. And with that said, you're sitting at your 4-4, and all four of your wins have come in the final seconds. What has that been like as a head coach with a young team to have all of those wins? Another, you know, a deflection here or a missed free throw there that they could very easily have been losses.
You're right. Yeah, no, it's been, I mean, and really our you know, three of our four losses have been right down to the wire too. Our game at Yale, we had a chance to tie it up with free throws with 29 seconds to go. You know, our game at Penn, we were up 6 with 3 minutes to go in regulation, had a chance to win it at the end of regulation, and really we were down 2 and missed a couple free throws late in overtime in that game. You know, even Harvard at home, it was a 2-possession game with a minute to go. Really the one game where we weren't in it was Cornell the other night. And so it's been, you know, as a coach, you always talk about how important every possession is, and, you know, you're going into league play, you talk about how tight these games can be. You know, certainly this year that's been reality for us. I guess I've been most proud, Jill, of you know, our composure, you know, late in games. You know, we haven't always done, you know, exactly what we need to do for the entire 40 minutes, but we've had some, you know, some confidence and some composure and some guys make some huge plays late. I mean, we've had, you know, literally 3 game-winning shots in our 3 wins. Obi Okoli hit a 3 the other night against Columbia. Desmond Cambridge hit a huge 3 against Princeton in the waning seconds. And then Zach Hunsaker hit the buzzer beater against Dartmouth. So, and all those plays involved other guys, you know, making big, you know, plays as well that led to the shot. So,
and one of those wins that you mentioned was the Princeton game. And Brett and I, we saw the score and we can't wait to find a little bit more about that game. You won 102-100, putting up 102 points at Jadwin is a, you know, a win in itself. But you snapped, you know, the Tigers had a 19-game winning streak, home winning streak, and it was your first win over them in the last 10 meetings. What did that win mean for you and your program?
You know, I was really proud. We lost the game Friday night on that road trip that we thought we should have won. You know, with all due respect to Penn, obviously they're, you know, a terrific team, but, you know, we thought we put ourselves in position late. And if we could have gotten one more stop or one more field goal at the end of regulation, we could have won that game in regulation. So it was a really difficult loss to a really good team on Friday night. So I was really happy with how we responded on Saturday. Against a you know, really, really dynamic offensive team in Princeton, you know, the level of shot making in that game was really, really good. You know, obviously Kennedy was terrific for them. Miles Stevens, Desmond Cambridge was fantastic with the shots he made and his performance. Brandon Anderson had a huge game, but I mean, it was, you know, for a fan who likes offense, that was your kind of game. You know, for someone who wants to see his team get defensive stops, it wasn't exactly what we were looking for, but we were thrilled with our, you know, our ability to close it out at the end.
Coach, looking at last weekend's performance and getting a split, and I know it wasn't the performance you wanted out of your team against Cornell, but you do rebound going into overtime against a tough Columbia team and getting the victory. What were some of the lessons learned coming away from last weekend's split with Cornell and Columbia?
You know, I think Cornell outplayed us. They were the better team. They deserved to win that game. You know, I also think we didn't play our best. You know, but even if we did, I'm not sure if it was enough based on how they played. So I think our lessons are, you know, we've got to come out ready to play for 40 minutes. We can't, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't know if you lose your edge when you're at home, but we didn't play with the edge we needed in that game. Again, I think, you know, the lesson, Brett, was no matter how you do Friday night, you got to quickly turn the page in this league, you know, when you get ready for Saturday. So Saturday was a new day. It was a new opportunity for us. And, We didn't get off to a good start Saturday night either, but our guys really fought, and we were able to win a game against, you know, another really talented offensive team. You know, when things weren't necessarily going our way, Desmond goes down with the ankle, you know, 6 minutes to go, and so we're without him for the last 11 minutes and change of that game. But, you know, we found a way. Our guys found a way. I thought Tamining Cho was huge down the stretch. You know, Zach and Brandon were great throughout, and then obviously Obi hit a huge shot.
Coach, is there any status on Cambridge's injury?
You're the first person to ask me that all week long. No, I'm joking. We're going to see. I mean, he's progressed nicely. He was limited, certainly. And we're going to see how it feels tomorrow. But, you know, we think, you know, he's put himself in position to give it a chance.
And Coach, looking at your Cornell game, not to bring up that loss, but how difficult is it to guard a Matt Morgan who can score at ease and a Stone Gettings?
You know, they're really hard to guard no matter, you know, what offense they're in, no matter who else is with them on the floor. What makes them, you know, so that much more difficult, in my opinion, is the spacing and the flow and the pace at which they play offensively. I mean, you know, Brian and his staff, I think, do a great job of putting those guys in position where you really got to pick your poison. I mean, how are you going to play Gettings in the low post? How are you going to play the ball screens? How are you going to guard Matt Morgan? And, you know, he's such a good cutter off the ball. You know, he'll go back door, but then if you sit too much on the back door, he's terrific, you know, coming off handoffs and coming off screens. So I think they've, you know, really embraced, you know, what they're doing offensively, and their individual talent, I think, is maximized, you know, with what they run. So they've been hard for us to guard over the last couple years, and obviously, you know, we don't have them now for we better figure out a way to guard them.
Coach, looking at your offense, you've got the highest scoring offense in the Ivy League statistically coming into this week. And just curious your take on coaching two high offensive scoring players in Brandon Anderson and Desmond Cambridge, and the fact that you've got these guys for the next couple of years. I mean, that just has to keep your playbook wide open, having two elite scorers like that for your program and at such a young age as well.
It does, Brett. It gives us a lot of options, and also sometimes we don't run good offense. They make bad offense look good because of their shot-making ability. I mean, they're, you know, two dynamic offensive talents that put so much pressure on the defense because they can really score at all three levels. They're both different, but they can score in the mid-range, they can score at the basket, and they can both, you know, shoot the three if you don't respect them on the perimeter. But I think what makes those guys so good, and they'll be the first to tell you, is, you know, guys like Matt DeWolf and Tamining Cho and Josh Howard setting great screens for them, Zach Hunsaker and Obi Okoli finding them, and the way, you know, we try to move the ball, the way we try to, you know, cut. You know, I think it's, you know, our offense is at its best when all five guys are, you know, doing, you know, their job to the best of their ability. So, you know, Dez and Brandon are you know, really, really gifted offensive players. But we, you know, I think, you know, those other guys help them, and certainly Dez and Brandon make life easier for the other guys because a lot of attention is placed on them by opposing defense.
Look into this weekend. You know, first up is at Harvard, and Brett just said, you know, you're first in the Ivy in offense, averaging close to 79 points a game, and you're going up against a Harvard who's first in defense, only giving up about 67 points per game. What's kind of the game plan, or what are some of the keys in that Friday night matchup?
Well, the first thing we have to do is defend better. They came in our gym and scored 86 points, I think, in 74 possessions on us in the first game. They're really shooting the ball well from three. Seth Towns is playing like, you know, if not the best, one of the best players in the league. Chris Lewis obviously presents so many issues for you inside. And, you know, obviously, you know, their guards, you know, can really hurt you with how they shoot the ball. And they just have so many offensive weapons. You know, we've got to be a credible defense tomorrow night. We've got to play, you know, with a purpose defensively. We've got to you know, we can't allow them to be so comfortable. When they were in our gym, they were just really comfortable, and you know, we let them get some easy shots early, and I think, you know, that just added to their comfort level. From an offensive standpoint, I mean, we've got to be who we are. You know, we've got to attack the paint. We've got to try to get to the foul line. We've got to make good decisions when we get the ball in the paint. You know, you got to understand, you know, against a defense like them, you're going to have to work to get a good shot. You know, you're going to have to run good offense. You're going to have to get paint touches, and then you're going to have to make good decisions, you know, when you get the ball in there, because they're, you know, they protect the rim really well, and they're a great rotation team too. So even if you make a great pass out of, you know, a double team or a great pass, you know, against help, they can close the gap really quickly. So, you know, I think, you know, we're going to have to do a lot of things really well. I'm confident that we will, but I also know Harvard's, you know, going to try their best as well.
And, Coach, my final question, we'll see you Saturday night up here in Hanover for Dartmouth and your squad, Brown, going at it on the second of the back-to-back. And if by looking at both your history, by both your resumes this season, and, of course, the first matchup down in Providence, Saturday night seems to already be looking to be a tightly contested game and an exciting game. What are your takeaways for Saturday's contest against the Big Green?
Well, it'll be a quick turnaround, certainly. We think Dartmouth's playing really well. I mean, you know, you talk about a team who has been in a lot of close games, like we have been earlier.
They've just been on the losing end of them. Yeah.
They have. But, you know, that just goes to show you how close they, you know, have been. And, you know, they got a great win the other night over Princeton. I think their front court is terrific. You know, their young front court with Knight and Emery and Jackson, with the way those guys are playing. And then, you know, they have a pair of senior guards and Wright and Barry who have been, you know, really, really good here in their senior year. And they can, you know, go off. You know, they both have had, I think Wright's had, you know, 39 in a game in his career. And Johnson's had 29 in a game. And they're both, you know, been really consistent here in league play. And that's not even, you know, talking about Brendan Barry, who's probably been their most consistent player all year. So I have great respect for them. Nothing is easy when you play against them, you know, offensively. They really make you work. They're solid and sound with everything they do defensively. And then you know, you better be able to defend, you know, in the paint. You better be able to keep them off the glass because their front court is playing at a really high level.
My last thing, Coach, if you remember from last time, we have a few rapid-fire questions for you.
Hopefully I do better this time.
All right, first up, would you consider yourself a night owl or a morning person?
During the season, unfortunately, I'm both. But off season, I am definitely more of a morning person.
What is your proudest accomplishment?
I have a beautiful wife and three beautiful daughters that my family is my proudest accomplishment.
Great answer. How do you like your coffee?
You know, I didn't drink coffee for 33 years.
Then he became a head coach.
And then I was speaking at a clinic in Europe, and I was off the red eye, and I was on very little sleep, and I wasn't going to survive without it. So I had a shot of espresso over there, and it woke me up, and I've drank it ever since. So I have it with milk and sugar.
Nice. Last one. What's your favorite book?
My favorite book is, I loved a book by John Feinstein back when I was in high school called The Last Amateurs. It was about the Patriot League. I was getting recruited by some Patriot League schools at the time. I enjoyed very much, reading that book. I also, have enjoyed some others, but that's one that sticks out.
Mike Martin, head basketball coach at Brown. We appreciate you coming on as always. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll see you in Hanover on Saturday night.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks, Joe.